energy, and I believe that you are going to have a day that is so full of glory, that is so full of the power of God, full of testimonies, miracles, signs and wonders, and the display of the excellencies, the glory and the grace of God, in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for all our listeners. I thank you that all across the world they are being blessed by the word of his grace. I thank you that they are being built up and they are receiving their inheritance among the saints as they hear this word of his grace and the words of this life. Father, I pray for any single person that is dealing with any issue as they hear us right now, that the power of God will address any issue, any disease, any lack. And by the time they finish listening to this message, they will have a solution to their challenge. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yesterday we started with the new creation, and we said that the new creation is the very child of God. And I believe that you were tremendously blessed by yesterday's message. And look, keep listening over and over again, and your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. Today we are looking at the fact that the new creation is a master of life. The new creation is a master of life. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Now the Bible says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Hallelujah. You know, there are too many Christians who are living as victims of circumstances. There are too many Christians who are living below their divinely ordained standard of living. I mean, it's just sad sometimes when you watch on the television how people who, I mean, they claim to be Christians are running from place to place, just looking for deliverance or a solution, or they are looking for a helper. They are just victims of life. They are victims of circumstances. Hallelujah. You know, and it's like, I mean, there's nothing they can do about life. They are just battered by every situation and every circumstance. And it's as though Christianity has been made to look like, you know, that's life. And you know, sometimes people say all things work together for our good. It's when the Bible says all things work together for our good, it's not saying that you must allow just anything to happen to you. Hallelujah. And so many people are just victims of life, and they don't understand life, and they are victims of fear, they are victims of failure, they are victims of poverty, they are victims of sickness, they are victims of confusion, they are victims of distraction, and basically they are victims of anything the devil throws at them. Anything. They are just victims of life, and you know, just anything that the devil throws at them or life throws at them. Hallelujah. But the new creation was not created to be a victim of circumstances. The new creation was born, already declared a victor and a master of life. Praise God. It means that, look, once you are born again, you are born victorious. You are born in victory. You are born a winner and a champion of life. You are born a master of this life. Praise God. So you were not born a victim of circumstances. Look, you might have been born in a family that was poor. You might have been born in a family where, and probably you lost everybody and lost all your parents. But it doesn't mean you must remain that way. Currently, you might be listening to me, and doctors might have diagnosed you with a chronic or a terminal disease. But the Bible says, look, if you are born again, you are not a victim of circumstances. Hallelujah. What does it mean to be a victim? It means that you don't get to control anything. Life controls you, and whatever happens to you, you just take it as part of life, and you know, you are just accepting it. You see, but the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, nay, in all these things, not in some of these things, not in most of these things, the Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We are a step ahead of conquering. We have entered into the realm of celebration and jubilation of the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the new creation was born, declared a master of life. Hallelujah. A master of life means you can control life in the direction God wants it to go for you. Hallelujah. But why is it so difficult for people to believe this? It's because, you see, let me explain. There's a difference between what is and what should be. There's a difference between what is and what should be. Because what is isn't always what should be. In other words, there's a difference between what you are experiencing and what you should be experiencing. And what you are experiencing isn't always what you should be experiencing. Hallelujah. When you accept what you are experiencing over what you should be experiencing, then you become a victim of life. For example, maybe you are dealing with, you know, some symptoms of a disease, and you accept it as normal. I mean, that's the way it is. Life there, you must get sick sometimes, you must get poor sometimes, you must get sad sometimes, and you accept it. Then you never enjoy what you should be enjoying. Hallelujah. And as long as the devil can keep you in deception, then you will never enjoy what should be, and you always enjoy what you are experiencing at that moment. You might be experiencing poverty as a Christian, as a born again Christian, but that isn't the way it should be. You must experience prosperity, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. That is what should be. But what you are experiencing may be poverty. So you must discover how you can experience what should be over what you are experiencing. There's a difference between what is and what should be. You see, the normal state of the average Christian is a life of ups and downs. A syncline, anticline life. It's like you meet Christians who tell you, you know, life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes we are sick, sometimes we are healthy, sometimes we are broke, sometimes we have enough to eat, sometimes we are sad, sometimes we are happy. We win some, we lose some. It's like they have no control over life and anything that happens in life. So they say life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you are here, sometimes you are here, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean, that is not how God designed it to be. The Bible said that the path of a just man, it shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. It means that your today must be better than yesterday, and your tomorrow must be better than today. Your life must always be brighter. Your life must always be better. God did not give birth to you or beget you again to have a life of ups and downs. He gave you and he ordained you and birthed you so that you enjoy a life of upward only, a life of increasing glory, a life of brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, I mean, there are so many Christians, and they are running to and fro begging God to do something for them. I mean this is just, and it's like God is just not doing anything for them, you know. But in reality, that's not how God expects the born again to live. Hallelujah. You were born to reign in life always. You were born to win always. You were born to succeed always. You were born to be healthy always. You were born again to be prosperous always. You were born again to dominate always. You have dominion over death and sin, over sickness, and over all the power of the devil. That is the one who is born again. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Hallelujah. You just reign in life. Praise God. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And then let's go to verse